And today we're going to have a look at three saints whom Padre Pio honored, as well as a little story somehow tied in to Afghanistan and Padre Pio. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we take a glimpse into the supernatural life, the incredible life of Saint Padre Pio. He was our great saint, he was a Capuchin friar, mystic and a miracle worker. We offer you a series of short stories on his life. Do stay tuned to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. We'd also like to thank our patrons who've joined the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And with your support, our apostolate is going ahead. We're able to print up several thousand more leaflets and distribute them, promoting Padre Pio, his life and times. If you are new to our channel, do subscribe and click that reminder bell as well. When Padre Pio wrote a letter, on the letterhead, he would put in these initials, IMIDFC. It may seem strange to us, something unique. What did it mean? These initials, they indicate something important to Padre Pio. Now, generally speaking, when someone from a religious order writes, they begin their letters with a prayer or a request for intercession or a dedication to some saint. So it's kind of related to that. For example, Saint Peter Julian Eymart ends his letters with V and J, which is for Viva Jesu, Long Live Jesus. Or also he ended with LCM, which in French once translated would be Praise be to the heart of Mary. So that's just one or two examples. Now, in Padre Pio's case, the Capuchin father, whose name was Escia Cardoni, tells us in his book Meditations that these abbreviations are for the Holy Family and for three other saints. So, the first initials, I is for Jesus, which translates into Jesus, of course. M is for Maria, Mary, his mother. And the other I is for Yosef, which is Joseph. In English, it would be JMJ, Jesus, Mary, Joseph. But what now were the DFC? What did they stand for? Well, it turns out that D is for Dominic, the Saint of the Dominicans. F is for Saint Francis, the great Saint Francis. And C for Catherine, Saint Katerina. Are these important or unimportant? Is it just by chance that he chose these letters? Or does he show special devotion through this? So let's look at who these saints were now. Of course, Saint Francis of Assisi. He was the great reformer of the church in the Middle Ages. The church was in a very decadent period there, and he came along and reformed the church. He is now the model of Franciscan perfection. And his faithfulness to Jesus was such that his biographer, that was Blessed Thomas Fonsellano, he wrote, "When I write, I no longer know whether I speak of Francis or of Jesus. Their lives were just so similar." Well, what a coincidence. The F, Saint Francis, in all of his letters, is of course expressing Padre Pio's intention to be faithful to Jesus in his Franciscan spirituality. Now the D, the Holy Dominic von Guzman, was another great saint. He was the founder of the Order of Preachers, that is the Dominicans. And one of his greatest achievements was combating the Cathar heresy. We saw that in a recent video. They believed that everything material was evil. So suicide was fine because it was doing away with the material thing. Saint Dominic was also the first to propagate the rosary as we have it now. And so we can say that Saint Dominic gave to Padre Pio that prayer of filial devotion of a lady that overcame errors. It was the cornerstone of Padre Pio's prayer life. As I said, we're going to have a little story at the end of a radical Muslim group whose intention was the destruction of Christianity and how that relates to Padre Pio's favorite weapon. You're going to have to stay tuned for that. The Holy Catherine of Siena. She was a third order Dominican sister, and she reached the highest levels of holiness. In fact, she received the stigmata and also something called the spiritual marriage to Jesus. You'll have to read up about that. And among her works, the most striking achievement was that she was her defense of the papacy during the times of the Great Schism. She stood up to anyone as it was necessary. And Padre Pio, like St. Catherine, always defended the teachings of the church, even those which were very unpopular, like Humanum Vitae. And so we can see that from these initials, they were not just arbitrary things, but they were important to Padre Pio, relevant to his mission on earth. Can they relate to us today? We could ask Francis for faithfulness to Christian perfection, Dominic for combating the modern heresies with his weapon, the rosary, or Catherine, the defender, fighting for a true idea of papacy. Can we appeal to these saints, as Padre Pio did, to be our mentors and defenders? So that is the question. Now, a little story linking Padre Pio to Afghanistan. Hopefully you don't consider it too much clickbait, but this is the story. We know that President Joe has pulled out of Afghanistan recently, leaving behind unbelievable resources, military, currency, better equipment, supposedly, than Australia, to the radical Muslim groups that have taken over there. And so the world now feels like a significantly unsafer place. So we just want to offer a little ray of hope to all of our listeners. And I'm going to advocate here Padre Pio's weapon. What is that? When Padre Pio was old and feeble, he had someone looking after him. And one day he said to this person, "Young man, bring me my weapon." And by that he meant his rosary, which was absolutely inseparable from Padre Pio. And our story is taken from a video given by a Father Don Kellaway. And he says that this happened in December 2014 in Nigeria. And there we had the radical Muslim group Boko Haram, Muslim terrorists whose intention was to eliminate Christianity in the region. But it seems we also had a Bishop Oliver Doime, and he was praying there one day before the Blessed Sacrament how to solve this problem. He was praying his rosary, and then Jesus appeared to him holding a sword in his hands. And Jesus walked up to him with a sword, and as he reached out for the sword, it changed into a rosary. And then our Lord said to him, "Boko Haram is gone. Boko Haram is gone. Boko Haram is gone." And so at that, the bishop began a rosary crusade in his area. And now, apparently 2 years later, the bishop tells us that Boko Haram is virtually vanquished in his area. Other areas of Nigeria, Boko Haram still exists, but it is a message of hope how powerful a rosary is in these times when we perhaps have been abandoned by our leaders, by democracy, but we can always rely on Our Lady and the rosary. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.
In nome del Padre, del Figliolo, dello Spirito Santo, così sia. Si lodato Gesù e Maria, oggi e
story.